Moncrief on News Talk.
Phimosis is a condition that the majority of baby boys are born with, but in most cases it resolves over time, yet it can remain into adolescence and adulthood, causing pain both psychological and physical, something which Cian Griffin is all too familiar with. Cian is a content creator under the name Gael Gorey. Cian, good afternoon.
Hey, how are we? What's up?
How old were you when you first noticed something was wrong?
To be honest, it took me a while to realise I am gay, and so I was avoiding having sex with women for as long as possible. I didn't really understand.
I would have hoped forever if you're gay.
yeah, true, actually. But at the time, I didn't realise fully. And my sex talk was delivered by a nun who told us if we had sex with a woman before marriage, we'd like die, basically. So that kind of, I was like avoiding that for a number of reasons. And then I realised I was gay, and it wasn't until I started like exploring that and being sexual that I realised I had a bit of an issue.
Yeah.
On this time of the year.
Because I suppose because you're not, and it doesn't matter what sexuality you are, lads aren't inclined to go, my Mickey's a bit sore. Like, how's yours sorting out kind of thing? It doesn't really come up in conversation. So you would have been kind of what, late teens kind of?
I'd say like college. It was college, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I suppose what the first thing you noticed was that it was extremely painful.
It wasn't necessarily painful. Like, I could still operate. I don't know how much detail you want. I could still operate. But, like, it was only when I started being with other men and realising, oh, my dick doesn't do that.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, maybe there is something different here. And then I just went into a deep dive online. In fairness, like, the internet's a great sexual educator.
Yeah.
I guess I realised what it was. I didn't realise how common it was or how curable it was. I was just like, oh, this is it now. I'll deal with this.
Yeah. That was kind of useful in that sense. And I suppose maybe in a way fortunate that you're gay because you get to see other ones. So you're able to make a direct comparison. If you're straight, probably not so much, you know. But when you went to the doctor the first time, what did the GP say or do?
Yeah. So this was before I had a proper GP in Dublin. I'm from Wicklow. So I was kind of, when I was in college, I just went to Vincent's to talk to a GP, I should say. Mm. And I was like, oh, I think I have this issue. That was before I really educated myself on it. But I was like, I think I have this issue. Like, it's affecting my sex life. Can we fix it? And a bit of background, like, that took a lot to get me there. Like, I think there's a lot of like sexual shame and like a lack of openness. Like you said, men don't talk about their bodies, or maybe they do talk about sex, but not necessarily reflecting inward. So it took me a lot to get there. And then he basically just shut it down and was like, no, you're fine. Like,
really?
And he, I don't know, trigger warning
no,
for a
I
bit
mean,
of pain
No,
here.
I mean, we should actually explain what it is, that phimosis is where the foreskin doesn't retract as much as it should.
Yeah, yeah, so mine retracted slightly. And I think having met, I've talked about this in detail now with friends, but a few people have varying levels of it. But the doctor basically yanked my foreskin back and told me to like grow up in no fewer words.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit, so I was kind of thrown back into the, I was just dealing with it again.
Yeah.
That really set me back. And in hindsight, going back again this year, being like, oh no, this is something I need to sort out. And the doctor was like, yeah, you have phimosis.
Yeah. Now, in the intervening period, and as you say, you had gone, done a bit of research on this, were there other things you tried to try and alleviate the situation for yourself?
Yeah. So circumcision is usually the last step of this journey, I don't know what I'm gonna call it.
Everything's a journey nowadays.
But I was seeing this guy who also had phimosis, and he was like, oh, I used this ointment. You put it on the head of your penis where the foreskin is, and it just relaxes, and you do gentle exercises to, I guess, slowly stretch it out. It worked for him, didn't work for me, so I was like, okay, grand, what's the next step? And yeah, then I booked in with the urologist in Beacon.
Yeah, to try and
as drastic.
That sounds torturous.
It's actually very, it's more of a massage. It's not a gruesome process.
But for him, this was over a period of months or weeks or something.
Yeah, I think kind of 3 to 6 months, I think it took him.
Yeah. Crikey, that's a lot, right? Yeah. So then you went back the second time, and I assume it was a different doctor?
Yeah, I went to like a specialist in the Beacon who was phenomenal. I can't recommend him enough. He was just like, oh yeah, this is a huge, huge issue that Irish men have. And it's way more common in Ireland for some reason. I think that is based on our sexual education and probably like Catholic guilt. I don't know. Like, I feel like there's a weird stigma around sex and your own body that is very unique to Irish people compared to like mainland Europeans. But yeah, he was just like, oh yeah, this is really common. Nothing to worry about. Like, we can book you in. And then within a month I was...
You were done. Yeah. And so it was a circumcision was the solution to that. And like, I don't know. I don't know enough about circumcisions. Was it like a normal circumcision? Did it have to be more advanced than others? Or again, I don't know. Did he show you a series of pictures and go, it's that one we're going to do?
No, it was just like, oh, it's fairly standard procedure. We'll put you go under, which for me was great. Like, yeah. Blinked and it was over. But I went into the Beacon the end of November. I was taken into the operating room. I blinked and it was over. Now, the recovery, I put up a TikTok about it because I told my friends I was getting it done and I was like alarmed by the amount of people that had either got it done themselves and felt awkward about it or needed to get it done and were too afraid. Now, obviously, I've got a higher concentration of, I don't know, male friends than women. So, yeah, I was shocked at how common it was in Ireland. And I remember when I was preparing for my circumcision, I was looking all over the internet for another Irish case and all I could find was American. So I was like, oh, I might as well put it up. And like, overwhelming is like an understatement in terms of like the amount of people DMing me being like, oh, I didn't want to comment on it because I didn't want people to see my name. But like, I suffer from this. And they were asking me questions. And the most common question was it painful? And what's the recovery like? Pain, I didn't experience any. I'd say discomfort, maybe. It is a weird sensation. I'd say that if you've ever lost a fingernail, the feeling of pressing against the skin where the nail should be is the closest comparison. The only annoying thing is, honestly, the patience of having to wait for recovery. Like, I play football and I couldn't exercise at all for a month and a half, 2 months. And you also can't have sex or any other bits in between. Now, that was tough going, but... Like, honestly, it's life changing. That sounds so like cheesy, but like, honestly, it is.
Yeah, and you got a general anaesthetic, because I think probably anyone who's listening to this now who may have experienced this might be go, oh, I don't want to be awake for that stuff to happen.
Yeah. Now, I live with, there's four of us in our house, and three of us have had circumcisions. I'm the most recent, but the two of them did it a long time ago, and they didn't have general, and their experience was still fine. I think they were very jealous that I got the general, but I think that is an option for most people.
Yeah. And I suppose are there blood vessels in the foreskin? So it doesn't, when they remove a bit of it, it doesn't bleed or
so
anything.
So it's removed and then they sew it.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. So I had stitches for a while. That was grim.
Yeah. Do they take the stitches out or do they melt
paper
away?
Paper stitches. So they just melt away.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to go back with it them taken out.
But honestly, it sounds way worse than it is. It was so grand, and my pain tolerance is low. I'm a drama queen. Like, if I thought it was grand, it's grand.
Yeah. And the difference now must be
like a new woman or like a new man. no, it's class. I think even just confidence and anxiety wise, like, I still could function before, but it was just a bit more uptight and not relaxed when, you know, you're meant to enjoy sex.
Yeah.
It's life-changing.
One of our listeners has had a very similar experience to your contributor, had a circumcision at 41 a few years back, had been plagued by phimosis since teenage years. Recovery was painful for the first few days. After that, it was grand. Great experience overall and a much better quality of life. Somebody else says, as a lifetime sufferer of phimosis, all my interactions with doctors over the last 50 years completely put me off the idea of having a circumcision. All male babies should be circumcised at birth. They say, well, I'm not sure, like, there will be conflicting views about that one. Certainly we've interviewed people over the time we've had it and it hasn't gone that well for them. But certainly in this case.
Yeah, no complaints.
And perhaps it should be something that, like, transition year, teenage boys, you know, that kind of age group perhaps should be made aware of it.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think like there's a lot of work that needs to be done just in general, encouraging men to talk, period. But I think, your own body's like, it's April now, Testicular Cancer Awareness Month. I do a lot of work in November. So much of the mountain they have to climb is just getting men to talk about their bodies and checking themselves and normalizing, you know, it's your body. You're the one that's going to know it most intimately. So do your job and check yourself.
Yeah. There's somebody else says, my partner had a circumcision in September 2024 in Limerick for medical reasons. He wasn't even offered a general anaesthetic. He was traumatised from it. He's still having issues and still waiting for the dermatology appointment. It was a horrific experience for him. Ouch. I'm really sorry to hear that. Really genuinely sorry to hear that. Cian, thanks a million for coming in to tell us about that. That was Cian Griffin there. You can find Cian under the handle Gwael Gori.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.